During the Vietnam War, 19 million gallons of herbicides were used to clear areas of the jungle to eliminate hiding areas for the enemy Viet Cong. 11 million gallons of this herbicide was Agent Orange. The number of American military personnel exposed is felt to be in the range of 2.6 to 3.8 million personnel. At the time, Agent Orange was considered to be non-toxic, as there had been no acute toxicity demonstrated in the lab. Unfortunately, there appears to be a long latency period, and the damage to cells and the DNA from Agent Orange can become apparent many years to decades after the initial exposure. Long-term risks of exposure to Agent Orange include an increased risk of type 2 diabetes, which is an elevated blood sugar level, and several types of cancers. Cancer is defined as a disease caused by the uncontrolled division, growth, and spread of abnormal cells in a distinct part of the body. Agent Orange-linked cancers currently include leukemias of multiple myeloma, which are cancers of the blood and bone marrow, lymphomas, which are cancers of the lymph nodes, and cancers of the prostate, lung, head, and neck, and bladder, as well as soft tissue sarcomas. It has also been established that Agent Orange exposure can result in damage to reproductive cells, which can lead to veterans passing along birth defects to their future offspring. These include an enlarged head or liver, cleft palate, abnormal or missing digits on hands or feet, and displaced or missing body parts or organs. The Agent Orange Act of 1991 established provisions for the National Academy of Sciences to analyze and summarize scientific evidence regarding military service exposure to Agent Orange, as well as providing funding to establish a biobank of blood and tissue samples for ongoing medical research.